fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 18th day of January. Prepper tip of the day. This is for parents, grandparents, people who could become parents, people who have relatives and friends who have or will have small children, infants, babies. I want to encourage all of you folks that I just mentioned, you get yourself a copy and watch the excellent documentary titled Vexed. It's V-A-X-X-E-D. Victor Alpha X-ray X-ray Echo Delta. Vexed. The full title is Vexed: From Cover-Up to Catastrophe. They're selling copies on Amazon for $13, delivery included. I just watched my copy last night. Very, very well done documentary. They provide the evidence. They encourage you to, after you watch it, to contact your congressman and have Congress take action. Where not too many years ago, it was 1 in 10,000 American babies were getting autism. Now it's 1 in 50 and climbing exponentially. If the current rate continues, it doesn't get any worse. By the year 2050, which is not all that far away, half of all American babies would be autistic. Well, our society would collapse well before then. You can't have half your children being basically defective and still survive as a country, as a culture. This is very important. I'm sending a copy directly from Amazon to my daughter. I'm sending another copy to my niece who has small children and may have more. And I encourage you to please consider doing the same thing. Mainstream media will not touch this with a 10-foot pole. It will not happen. Here's the what they say at Amazon about the documentary Vex. An investigation into how the CDC, that's the Center for Disease Control, or what we sometimes call the Center for Disease Creation, the government agency charged with protecting the health of American citizens, destroyed data on the 2004 study that showed a cause and effect relationship between the MMR, that's measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, and autism. This alarming deception has contributed to the skyrocketing increase in autism, potentially the most catastrophic epidemic of our lifetime. They make a good point that a few hundred people recently, about a year ago, got the measles connected to Disneyland out there in California, and they were treating it as this oh-so-awful, oh-my-goodness, the world's going to end catastrophe, when for my generation, when one child in a neighborhood would get measles, the mothers would get together all the children in the neighborhood and have what was called a measles party. Sure, that's what they were called. So that all the children in the neighborhood would all get measles and get it and recover from it and be done with it. Unless you have underlying a compromised immune system and other underlying health issues, measles is no big deal for most people most of the time. Far, far different from the way the media has been portraying it. But do you need to be educate yourself about the vaccinations? The protocols now call for 77-0 vaccinations for American children before the age 18. Now we're at a point in time where they're encouraging vaccinations for all people of all ages, the flu being the top of the list. I am so grateful that I decided to not get the swine flu vaccine back in the mid-70s. Many hundreds of people died from that, and there are still thousands suffering every day. Right now in 2017, thousands of people all over the United States still suffering from that vaccination that was given more than 40 years ago, the swine flu vaccine. My friend Dr. Deagle, I was a guest on Dr. Deagle's show this past Friday for the first time in a while. He says, John, I'm the first, he's himself and another doctor, he says, we were the first two to look into the effects of thimerosal, the preservative which contains mercury, the effect on human beings. And he paid a big price for that in the state of Colorado. The Colorado Board of Medical Examiners went after his license because he went after thimerosal. I am so grateful, and I'm so happy and so pleased that President-elect Donald Trump has appointed Robert Kennedy Jr., the son of the assassinated Attorney General Bobby Kennedy, to be the head of a commission committee to look into two things, the safety and the efficacy of vaccines, all vaccines, all vaccines. There's some speculation based on some evidence that Mr. Trump's youngest son, Barron, may be suffering from the side effects of a vaccination. We don't know that for a fact, but it's being looked at as a possibility. Donald Trump has expressed his concerns publicly about vaccinations. Robert Kennedy Jr. has expressed his concerns publicly about vaccinations. And it's ironic, I mentioned this last hour, that here we are 60 years plus after the Nuremberg war crime tribunals, where one of the findings was that it's a war crime to force people to take any medical procedure or medical pharmaceutical product without informed consent, to make them take, to force them to take anything, or to have anybody take any procedure or pharmaceutical product without informed consent. Same thing. So here we are in 2017 with schools forcing parents to have vaccinations for their children, with employers forcing employees to get vaccinated. You can say, well, they always can choose to not work. Well, that's a pretty tough burden to place on people, isn't it? You're being forced to either accept the vaccination or walk away from your paycheck and your pension. Say you're a nurse working for a hospital. You've been there 25 years. You've got another 5 years before you retire. And they tell you, well, you need to now accept this vaccination or you can no longer work here. Pretty tough burden. Pretty heavy hammer to hang over somebody's head. Or they tell you, ma'am, your child cannot enroll in public school unless they have this vaccination. And you can't afford private school. Pretty tough thing. Now, in California, unless I'm wrong, what I got out of the documentary last night, Vax, I'm pretty sure that they now compel private schools to do the same thing, to require vaccinations. Now, doing something under duress is not giving free consent, free informed consent. When you compel about something, it's no longer, and make it compulsory, it's no longer somebody's free will being used to accept that medical procedure, that vaccination, medicine, whatever it might be. It's not. Once you put coercion in there. A friend of mine, when he is compelled to sign a document that he doesn't want to, but he has no choice because of circumstances, he signs it, his name, and then below it, under duress. Which basically makes the signature null and void, in case you don't know. If you're compelled to do anything under duress, that relieves you of your legal responsibility for having done it. It does. It does. That's a pretty well-known and pretty well-understood legal concept. At one time, I thought that I would accept some of the vaccinations for under some circumstances, but after talking to Dr. Deagle and having me explain his knowledge, I will no longer ever accept any vaccination for any reason. End of story. It's not going to happen. So far, my health plan, working with my wife, Dr. Moore, has been successful. I'm in my fourth decade of not taking any pharmaceutical products whatsoever. Year number 32. How about that? My fourth decade. So I wrapped up my first decade, my second decade, finished my third decade at 30 years. Now this is my fourth decade of taking no pharmaceutical prescription products. Or having a visit with a medical doctor other than an insurance policy mandated health checkup. I find it ironic, the national discourse on health insurance. But there's no national discourse on what constitutes health care. It's just a given that allopathic medical doctors are the answer. That is health care. Anybody who challenges that, well, you may as well be challenging gravity. We're having an epidemic of cancer nationwide, in case you don't know it. Most people my age I would say about half the people my age have had some kind of cancer or have already died from it. I'm not working from any verifiable statistics here. It's just a casual observation of the people that I'm acquainted with my age who either have cancer or have died from it already. It's a plague. Cancer is the modern plague. On one hand. On the other, one of the best known and most respected cancer institutes is the Sloan Kettering Cancer Research Institute. In 1972, their top scientist, a man of Asian descent, proved how to safely, easily, cheaply cure all cancers. He did. Well, the board of directors at the time had two Rockefellers on it, and the board of directors said, well, we need to repeat this experiment. So they repeated it with the same results. Now they're getting really concerned. They tried it again with the same results. Well, this can't stand. So they changed the protocols, knowing that when they changed the protocols, the manner they did, that the experiment would fail, which of course it did, using different scientists. In the meantime, the original scientist spent the rest of his adult life attempting to educate the world how to easily, safely, cheaply cure cancer. This is all documented in the book. Here's the title, World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. World Without Cancer by G. Edward Griffin. The protocols for easily, safely, cheaply curing cancer are a free download at my website. The majority of it is just food. In fact, I'm pretty sure everything on the list can be gotten at your local health food store or ordered by them. Free download at my website, thelibertyman.com. It's not that long. It's 25, 30 pages, and the protocols themselves don't take up very much of that. But when you read the book, World Without Cancer, it will educate you. It will inform you. It will make you very angry. It made me angry. I hope it makes you angry. You close the last page of that book and put it down, and you come to realize and think about all your friends and family that have died since 1972 from cancer that did not need to die from cancer since 1972. For me, it's a long list, including my father. And it probably is a long list for most of you also. People that you care about, people you're related to by blood and marriage, your best friend, whatever it might be, people you went to school with, co-workers. Unless you live in an isolated Amish community, of course your life has been touched by cancer. Oh, by the way, there's almost no cancer in the Amish community. Almost none. Almost no heart disease. And the only children with autism are those very few Amish children who did, in fact, receive vaccinations. Pretty incredible, isn't it? We're killing ourselves. We are literally killing ourselves by a combination of two things. What we eat, what we don't eat, the vaccinations, we're killing ourselves. The wealth of this country, the science and technology, we should have the healthiest population on the planet. I believe our longevity now is 50th. I think there's 49 countries, including some third world countries, that have longer lifespans on the average in the United States. What's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture? Our literacy rate, and any number of things that you would look at and observe to determine how a country is doing, the United States isn't near the top of any of any consequence that I'm aware of. We aren't. And we're doing it to ourselves. We're absolutely doing it to ourselves. Donald Trump is a ray of hope that I'm very shocked and pleased and surprised that Donald Trump did win this election. If you got a question or comment, you're welcome to jump right in here at 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peter stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Wednesday, the 18th day of January. Healthcare. I spent a lot of airtime talking about health. And Dr. Myers, the second hour every Friday, we talk exclusively about health. A lot of things we talk about the first hour of Friday with Ann Morrison are health related. Many of those things are. The second hour on Tuesdays, I talked to Leon Green about health-related matters and how doTERRA essential oils can be helpful. The first hour on Thursdays, we spend about 24 minutes or so talking about a marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner, clearly a health-related matter. And it pops up here and there at other times. I don't miss my high school reunions. It means a lot to me to catch up with the men and women that I went to school with. Beginning around the 25th anniversary is when it started getting scary. We had our 50th this past fall. And it's really scary to see what has become of these men and women who enjoyed the vigor of health and vitality when we were seniors, to see what many of them have now become. Barely able to walk, obese or sometimes morbidly obese, maybe in a wheelchair or using a cane or whatever it might be. And, of course, the ones that have deceased, usually due to health-related matters as opposed to accidents or violence or something like that. It's pretty scary. It really is. And if you got a comment on the health of your peers, we'd like to hear about that here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. I have not had health insurance since the 1970s when I was a young investigator working for the state of Missouri doing homicide and criminal investigations. Why? Because, well, they won't pay for what I want and what I need for my health. They simply won't. I have pretty serious insurance to cover any injuries from automobiles or motorcycles, because that's obviously something that could happen. But what they offer, I don't want, I don't need when it comes to health insurance. Allopathic medical doctors diagnosing symptoms and prescribing pharmaceutical products to make the symptoms go away. That's almost everything that's involved with allopathic medicine, what's called traditional medicine now, which is not traditional. The country's been around for centuries, and this allopathic medicine paradigm has been around for one century. It really didn't catch on completely until after World War II. The homeopathic doctors were holding their own during the 20s and 30s. But by the end of World War II, the allopathic medicine paradigm had really fully kicked in nationwide. Here's what happened. Just the few years, the 8 or 10 years before World War I, Carnegie Foundation money in the form of grants to teaching hospitals, where the doctors learned how to become doctors. That money was used to convert the homeopathic teaching hospitals, which almost all of them were, to become allopathic teaching hospitals, which now almost all of them are. I don't know how many homeopathic teaching hospitals are left, if there are any. If anybody knows, I'd be happy to hear about that. But we had a healthy population that was getting ever healthier under those conditions with allopathic medicine. Excuse me, homeopathic medicine. Got that backwards. Homeopathic medicine. As modern sanitation was kicking in nationwide, you know, what we take for granted now before World War II was not nearly as accessible and widespread as it is now. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease.
I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
All right, we are back. Let's tell them we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th day of January. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You'll find interesting free downloads there, such as a book. There's no copyright because the book is older than the Christian Bible, titled The Art of War by General Sun Tzu. Mandatory reading in almost all military academies, sold in the business book section of most bookstores. It's a great book to help you understand tactics, whether they're business tactics or warfighting tactics, either one. Basically, they're the same. Another book there, it's a free download. The copyright's expired. The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy. It's a quick read, written from a Christian perspective. It will help you gain the clarity, gain the focus you need to achieve any goal that you want to achieve. Once you get your copy and read it, I think you'll probably want to read it at least once a year. In fact, I'm a bit overdue to read my copy again. And, of course, the Energy Cleaner. We're talking about health-related matters. And while the Energy Cleaner is no silver bullet, actually it has been for some people, for most of us, is a supplement to other things we do. Having a good diet, drinking clean water, getting a proper amount of exercise. The Energy Cleaner fits right in there in an overall healthy lifestyle. We focus on 2 things with the Energy Cleaner. Arthritis and back pain mitigation, any pain mitigation, as well as getting a great night's sleep. And of course, as I frequently say, I offer something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to offer. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? A 30-day money-back guarantee. Only $285 shipping included, American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner, they vary in size and price by the size. We got the small 12 by 24 inch for travel and use on your lounge, your recliner. Twin size, full size, queen, king, and California king. Everything's in stock right now, ready for shipment. I do take PayPal, the most efficient way and most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, check to be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is. Don't try to call me at this number. Orders only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Talking about health-related matters here this morning on this show. You need to take personal responsibility. You do. These lectures, and they're, quite frankly, they're university-level lectures that we get with Dr. Myers every Friday, are really cutting edge when it comes to gaining access to the knowledge that you need for optimal health, integration of mind, body, and spirit. Really, they are. I encourage all of you to listen to the archives for those Friday morning, visits with Dr. Myers, Dr. Phil Myers in St. Louis. He's had a number of my listeners come there from all over the country, an inordinate amount from California, by the way, to spend, typically 3 days getting at least two treatments a day from Dr. Myers. And it's changed his perspective on alternative ways to have people meet their needs with chiropractic care. You may or may not be satisfied with your current health and your physical condition. Regardless of how you feel about it, it took years to get to where you are, whether you're in good shape or not so good shape or having serious chronic issues. It probably took years to get to where you are, and it's going to take some time to recover lost health if you have lost health. Not going to happen overnight, although we have seen fairly rapid recoveries, both with what Dr. Myers does and with what the energy cleaner does, both, as well as the essential oils. It's one of the odd things that we've observed about the energy cleaner is the more chronic, the more severe the condition the person's dealing with, the quicker they get relief from the energy cleaner. Sometimes within minutes, we've seen this happen with back pain, for example, or arthritis pain, sometimes in minutes. If you already enjoy fairly good health, like myself, it's not going to be all that obvious all that quickly. The thing I noticed when I started using energy cleaner was how deep and how sound my sleep was. It's just the difference between my sleep before using energy cleaner and my sleep after is dramatic. Quite frankly, I think that I could get by with 6 hours sleep using an energy cleaner. I don't do that. I think it's healthier to rest for 8 hours. But at the end of 6 hours of sleep using an energy cleaner, I feel great. I feel great. So frequently, after 6 hours, I may wake up and long enough to take a drink of water and go back to sleep. But it was that's the effect that I noticed. Plus, I also noticed that after a day of doing physical activity around here, could be on my hands and knees doing concrete work, up and down ladders, doing electrical or carpenter work, maybe painting, the minor aches and pains I have at the end of the day simply don't exist the following morning with the energy cleaner. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow in greater detail. I hope Tim Spencer can be with us. He had a conflict last week and could not be with us. But he gives the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving his life. And that's very humbling, to say the least, very humbling. Steve Whitman gives myself an energy cleaner credit for saving his life, literally saving it. It's a fascinating story. Steve had had been a weightlifter more than 20 years ago, injured himself weightlifting, and discontinued it for more than 20 years. In the meantime, he had a successful career, owned his own business, and he decided to sell that business and do and have his dream fulfilled, which was to own and operate a fish camp up in Maine. So he went through all that. He sold his business. He bought the fish camp, which needed extensive rehab and remodeling. Went through all the very arduous training to become a Maine guide, which is a certification and training that the state of Maine does for men and women who want to become a Maine guide. So a couple of summers ago, it would have been the, I hope I get this right, I believe the summer of 2015. It may have been the summer of 2014. These years seem to slip by, but regardless, he's working, doing construction work at his fish camp, and re-injures that back. And he was told by a friend, why don't you try out John Moore's Energy Cleaner? Well, he procrastinated, but he finally got it and used it. And he was feeling so good so quickly that he went back to his weightlifting regimen. That's how good he felt. It was only a few weeks later, he was on a backhoe, wrapping up the season up there and doing some construction work with the backhoe, when a former employee who had some mental issues shot him three times with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol, once in the right hand, twice in the torso. He nearly died. This was such a remote area, so remote that men go bear hunting up there. You have to be in pretty much in the woods before you can go bear hunting, to say the least. But he recovered from his injuries. He recovered so rapidly that, in fact, when he went back to the surgeon who put him, patched him up after being shot three times, the surgeon had him stripped down to the waist to observe these injuries. And she was a female surgeon. She was so shocked by what she saw, the rapid, unusually rapid, highly, highly unusual rapid healing, that she brought in everybody on the floor to also observe the rapid healing that Steve Whitman was undergoing. Pretty amazing. Absolutely amazing. And all due to the entry cleaner, of course. As I sometimes joke, if you think you can use the energy cleaner and continue drinking diet soda and eating Cheetos and be healthy, well, you're fooling yourself. You can't fool Mother Nature. You consume these products, it hits your stomach. Your body's pretty smart. It knows when there's food in that stomach and when there's not. Your body doesn't recognize the Cheetos and the diet soda. And I'm just picking on those two because they're pretty ubiquitous. Your body doesn't even recognize that stuff as being food. And it's saying, okay, they're doing it again. What are we going to do with all this stuff? We need to protect the body from this stuff that's in these chemicals and so forth. And the body says, well, let's put it someplace safe where it can cause no harm. Let's store it up in fat away from all our vital organs so our body can continue living despite this ignorant human being throwing all these dangerous chemicals here in our stomach. And that's what your body does. It takes these man-made chemicals and stores them away where they can do no harm in body fat. Which is one reason why people, when they lose weight so too quickly, they get sick, because the toxins that are in the fat are being released back into the body. Pretty scary stuff, isn't it? What we're doing to ourselves is criminal. What we're doing to our children is criminal. I'm now seeing more frequently teenage boys that have breasts. What's wrong with this picture? Teenage boys are not supposed to have breasts, but they do. I wouldn't say huge numbers, but anything at all is shocking. But it's enough that I comment on it when I see it. Photographs published in the local newspaper of school children and the teachers. I would say once they're past third grade, at least half of all school children and at least half or more of the faculty are all obese. Can't blame the school children. I blame the parents, but the parents are ignorant. You cannot deal with something if you don't know it even exists, can you? I am noticing some good things at the local supermarket. More offerings of gluten-free products, more offerings of organic foods. That's a good sign. That's positive. Here locally, I have access to grass-fed beef with no antibiotics grown by my neighbors. Pork from neighbors that's grown with no antibiotics, no growth hormones. Fresh farm eggs from chickens that are truly are free range. I mean, they just run loose, literally. Run loose and on the farm. Great eggs. And of course I take advantage of those things being offered locally. Of course I do. It helps my neighbors, it helps me. It's a win-win situation. I met a young woman recently, earlier this week, who had moved out here from St. Louis, a young mother. I would say she's early 30s. I had about a five-minute conversation with her. And when she smiled, I saw the clear and obvious signs of fluorosis, which is poisoning from sodium fluoride. Clear and obvious. The white spots on her teeth. When my daughter lived with me back in the around 2000 or so, she was a young adult, and she asked me, "Dad, why do all these people in St. Louis have these white spots on their teeth?" And then I explained to her about the sodium fluoride in the drinking water in Metro St. Louis and how what she's observing, white spots on people's teeth, is the outward signs of sodium fluoride poisoning called fluorosis. There's a lot of recently a lot of news attention nationwide about lead in drinking water, and they're blaming it on pipes that have lead. Well, guess what? Pure water, pure H2O, cannot and will not leach lead out of the pipes. It can't. It can't do that. However, when you put sodium fluoride in the water, it makes a caustic solution that will, in fact, leach the lead out of the pipes and put it into the water. That's what's going on. There was no problem with lead pipes putting lead into water before sodium fluoride came into the picture. It simply didn't exist. This whole thing about children eating chips of lead paint, that's smoke and mirrors. That's not what's happening. What we're supposed to believe is the lead-based paint that's been on since about the Civil War was not an issue until about 50 years ago. Then after being on these walls in these homes for a century, all of a sudden it started flaking off. Children started eating the flakes and getting lead poisoning. That's a fantasy. That is not what's going on. It's never been what's going on. It's a cover story. Because about half a century ago is when these big cities started putting sodium fluoride in drinking water, and the drinking water started leaching the lead out of the pipes because of the sodium fluoride. That's the real deal. That's what's really happening. And of course there's scientists that know that, and I don't know who else, but it's not, you don't have to dig too deep to figure this out and find out about it. I grew up in a plumbing family. I'm the first oldest son in a century who did not become a plumber. So these are some things I know a little bit about. Looks like we had a break coming up here. We got time for one more call at 800-313-9443. I'm so grateful it was inadvertent that my parents left Metro St. Louis when I was a freshman in high school, about the same time that they were introducing sodium fluoride into the St. Louis County drinking water. I am so grateful because I did not get that exposure to the sodium fluoride and lead. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
And we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 18th day of January. My friend Tim Spencer is going to join us for this last segment. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Really good. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, I've been listening to you talk about the cancer and everything, and I just wanted to put something out there for people to know. If you do, by chance, get that diagnosis, don't freak out. It's not the end of the world. And I've had a lot of friends that just were absolutely beside themselves when they got a diagnosis like that. You know, the one thing I can tell people is research, research, research. Now, they've diagnosed me with lung cancer last year, but they compared the tomography from 5 years ago to now, and we decided that no treatment was better than going through the cut, burn, and poison. And that was with the head of oncology at the St. Louis VA. So what I wanted to let people know is don't freak out. Just, you know, research. Find out for yourself, you know, before you take the doctor's word for everything. And I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, we appreciate that, Tim. And, of course, you're a daily user of the Energy Cleaner yourself, aren't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely I am. And like you said, yes, I do credit you and the Energy Cleaner for saving my life. Absolutely.
Well, hang in there. We appreciate your call, sir. Anything else?
No. I just like to invite people to listen to Laurie's and My Show Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on RBN. It's going to be a good show. We're going to be discussing the inauguration and what might come in the next few years. And it's going to be open lines, and it should be a great show.
10 a.m. Central Time Saturday. I encourage everybody to listen also. It's a great show.
All right. Well, that's all I had, John. You're doing
okay.
A great show today, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Don't have time for any more calls. The show is going to be over here in less than 2 minutes. Well, health is not optional. If you don't have your health, I don't care how many decimal points to the right your checking account is, you don't have very much without your health. So, not that I'm telling you something that's any secret. Most of us start out as healthy infants, and our parents almost always do the best they can with whatever knowledge they have or don't have, some more than others, obviously. And then once we're on our own at age 18 or so, it's up to us to do what we can. So, I agree with Tim. Do your research. When it comes to cancer, I would start first with the book titled World Without Cancer. I buy copies and I give them to people who I think may read them and may pay heed. Most don't, unfortunately. I make copies of the cancer curing protocols and give them to people even more frequently. I do what I can because it's the right thing to do. That's all there is to it. It is the right thing to do. Well, tomorrow we'll have Tim Spencer with us the first hour, and it'll be a great show. Stay tuned for that tomorrow morning. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Never give up your firearms ammunition. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.